Hey there, this is Luke, and I want to introduce to you something brand new that we're going to be doing for the foreseeable future, and it's called the Daily Dose. The Daily Dose. In a world that is fearing sickness, in a world that is experiencing sickness, in a world that is really just captured by all the new realities of this virus that feels like it's spreading the globe, I want to give you a dose. I want to give you a dose of encouragement. I want to give you a dose of Godward vision. I want to give you a dose of hope and a dose of truth. And so that's what this is going to be. And so some days it'll be me, other days it'll be other leaders from our Redemption Gateway team. But each day we want to give you a daily dose. Here's some of the heart behind it is if you're like me over these last weeks, especially you're at home and you're trying to be safe and you're trying to follow the precautions, or you're standing in line like I was this morning at 5:30 in the morning at Safeway to try to get some toilet paper. I did get some, by the way, praise God. But you're standing there and you're constantly checking your phone and you're checking the tweets and you're checking the news and you're checking the updates and you're just doing all that stuff. And so what we wanted to do was at least create something that at some point you might decide, hey, I'm going to check that. I'm going to be encouraged by that. I'm going to get a dose of hope and faith and Godward vision and maybe even share that with somebody. So that's what this is all about. So here's the daily dose for today. It comes from Psalm 24. Psalm 24, verse 1 says this: "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who dwell in it." The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. That's the good news today. The earth is the Lord's. It belongs to Him. He made it. He owns it. He controls it. There is not one maverick molecule anywhere in this universe. Every square inch of the universe, God declares, that's mine. That's mine. That's our good news today. In a world that feels very uncertain and that feels very like, oh my gosh, what on earth is coming next? And we don't know. Here's the good news. God does know. And God's in charge. And God reigns and God rules. And this isn't just a God who's big and strong but far off. This is a God who's come near. This is a God who understands what it's like to get involved in the mess. It's a God who knows what it's like to experience moments of pain and anguish. And so this is a God who can relate to us and a God who is near us. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. So look to Him, trust in Him, focus on Him, and remember most of all how that God, who is God of all things, came near to you in the person of Jesus. There's a daily dose of hope for you. Hope you have a great day.